Welcome to the SourceCon Meet the Speaker series. In this series, we'll be getting to know the speakers for the upcoming SourceCon conference in Seattle. If you or your team are looking for the latest techniques to identify, engage, and recruit potential job candidates, be sure to join us at the West in Seattle on March 24th and 25th. Visit SourceCon.com for more information.
Hi, this is Jeremy Roberts. I'm the editor of SourceCon.com. And today, for our Meet the Speaker series, we're actually going to be speaking with Michelle Fincher of Social Engineer. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I am doing great, Jeremy. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. I think everybody is really excited to hear your presentation at SourceCon. So to kind of set the stage a little bit, SourceCon, for those of you who haven't been, we're a conference for recruiters and sourcers. So anybody who uses the internet or other techniques to identify and engage with potential job candidates, come to our conference. And so most of our speakers, because of that, come from the industry. They're technical experts at using different types of tools to find people online and engage with candidates. So that is the topic that we talk about. Occasionally, there is a person from outside of our industry that can really add a lot to our conversation. And that's where Michelle comes in. Michelle is a security expert. I'm going to let her define what she does for us because she'll do much better than I will. But she is a security expert that has a lot of ideas that I think are relevant to our community. So it'll be interesting to hear her presentation. Michelle, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and where you work and what you guys do?
Sure. I am, well, my business title is Chief Influencing Agent at Social Engineer, Inc. And I know that sounds really scary, but our company specializes in securing companies and educating companies against the danger of human-based attacks. So, you know, in the industry and in retail and in government, we spend lots of money on firewalls and super cool boxes that we think are going to keep us safe, but then we don't account for perhaps, you know, just a friendly person walking in the door and asking to be let into HR or asking, you know, asking for directions or asking for information. And so what my company does is that we specialize in human-based attacks and human-based security. And so I'm really excited for the chance to talk to SourceCon people because I think that there is a great way to take the information and the resources that we use to help your audience do better at their job and find candidates and become comfortable in establishing rapport and helping people make some choices.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things that you, as social engineers, you get really good at making people comfortable and getting them to give you information. You know, am I correct in that? Is that a kind of a good summary?
Yeah, absolutely. And building rapport and being able to break the ice is really sort of very critical to what we do, because what we do is both online and in person and over the phone. And so our abilities to kind of connect with people and seem friendly and approachable are really critical. And I think those skills definitely, or hopefully they apply to sourcers and recruiters as well, because you're probably that interface between individuals and candidates and companies, and your ability to sort of communicate and influence and build relationships, I would think would be very critical in your success.
Absolutely, absolutely. So for those of you who are not involved in the SourceCon book club, we're reading our first book right now, and it was actually written by Michelle's partner. It's called Social Engineering, The Art of Human Hacking. And so if you're not involved in that, you should look it up and join our book club conversation in our Facebook group, because it's got some great information about this, and I think it will kind of set the stage for what Michelle will talk about. But one of the things that stands out is social engineering is something that we've all done ever since we can remember. You know, it's how we get what we want from people. Social engineering in itself isn't bad. It's people who use it for malicious purposes. And so, you know, I think we're going to take the things that you guys teach and share with companies. I think we're going to take the good things and use it for good purposes, which is finding good people for our companies. So I don't want anyone to think we're going to be teaching how to do deceptive things at SourceCon. But I think there's a lot of great information to share here. So now, what kind of techniques when people are breaking into companies or trying to gather information about companies? What are a few things that companies aren't aware of that go on?
Well, I think the main thing that companies really don't understand is the value of the information that they hold. And I think that goes down to an individual level as well. You know, when you think about random facts about you that you're willing to post online and in social media, you don't realize how much information that could provide to someone that has malicious intent. And Jeremy, I'm really glad you brought up the point about social engineering basically being a tool, because I think it's really, really important that, you know, if you have parents and children have these kinds of relationships where they are positively influenced, and if you have mentors and if you have people who have guided you through life, that is social engineering as well. So it definitely runs the gamut. I mean, I think we can think about all the sort of con men and deceitful ways that social engineering is used, but a lot of people don't consider that this can be very positive in a way that you can help the people that you love and care about and that you have professional relationships to create sort of more positive choices and create influence that way. And so the tools that we use really come down to creating those relationships and helping people and companies understand that they have valuable information that they need to either protect or to be able to at least be mindful of who they share that with.
Absolutely. So I don't want to go too far, because I think your presentation is going to be amazing. So I don't want to dive too far into it, but what would you say people should expect to hear from you at SourceCon?
Well, at SourceCon, the main topic that I'm going to be talking about is the gathering of information, and that's sort of the linchpin of every social engineering engagement. It really relies on the quality of information and the quantity of information that we're able to obtain on the companies that we're serving. And a company may not be aware of the individuals, of their own individuals posting on social media, or even, you know, information that a company really wouldn't want released to the public that's inadvertently posted on a site that's made public to the internet somehow. So what we do at the very beginning of a social engineering engagement is find out as much information as possible on a company or a particular individual to be able to create a situation that helps us with influence with the security testing. And I think, again, that has really clear applications for sourcers who are trying to find good talent and a good fit in order to serve their clients as well.
Absolutely. Well, I know I'm very excited about this. I think this is going to be a great presentation. Now, tell us just really briefly, and then we'll end this, but tell us how you got into this. Was this something you studied? Was this something you fell into? It's fascinating. It would be interesting to hear that path.
I wish I could say that it was a really sort of direct and conscious selection on my part. My undergraduate degree is in behavioral sciences, and I have a master's in counseling, and then I came up in technology. Mm-hmm. So I have a foot in both sides, and I have an understanding of both, and I happened to meet up with Chris Hadnagy, my boss, through a mutual professional acquaintance. And it really went from there, because Chris is very much a professional social engineer, and I have a good understanding of the psychology and sort of the background of influence and rapport building. And so we were a very good fit, and we create a lot of depth and breadth for our clients. So, yeah, that's sort of a nutshell. So, yes, it was something that I fell into, but I happened to be a good fit fortunately, for me.
Absolutely. You know what? That will resonate with our audience, because I don't think anybody ever planned to be a sourcer or a recruiter unless they had maybe a family member who was. So I think that's a similar story to most of the other people you will meet at SourceCon. So, and you mentioned Chris. Chris presented at SourceCon in New York City. I think it was 2010 or 2011. It was my first SourceCon event that I actually went to before I worked at SourceCon, and it was a great presentation. And you know, maybe one day we can get the two of you together, because I've seen some YouTube videos of you guys, and you guys play off of each other really well. It seems like a lot of fun. So,
well, it's really a kind of a Mutt and Jeff act, but we have a lot of fun together. So I think that would be fantastic. We'd really enjoy that.
Well, very cool. Well, thank you very much. And now, if people want to follow you and kind of read what you put out there, are you on social media a lot? How should people, you know, stay in touch with you?
Well, our website is social-engineer.com. That's the commercial training and services side. But we also have an educational site, which we feel is critical and open to everybody. That is social-engineer.org. And our corporate Twitter is at SOC Engineer Inc.
Awesome.
And so we, I am so looking forward to meeting your folks, and I think it's going to be a great time.
Yep, it's going to be a really good time. And thank you for taking time today to record this podcast. And we'll talk with
Thanks
everyone soon. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.